Now on Nights with Steve Price, Dental Health with Dr. Larry Bench. Thanks to Mayo Clinic Sydney, the original home and inventor of the All-On-4 dental implant system.
We've given Dr. Larry the night off tonight. Still with the Mayo Street Clinic, though, we're joined by his colleague, Dr. Nima Ferdowsi. Good to talk to you again, Doctor.
Hi, Steve.
We're talking tonight about, in particular, how pregnant women need to be cautious about their dental health. Never really linked the two things together. I would have thought young women pregnant in the, very healthy, giving birth to a child, dental health wouldn't be a big issue.
Yeah, no, as in it's not really an issue, but I think it's something that, women need to think about in terms of their oral health. There's so many things that women need to think about while they're pregnant, but it's also important taking care of your mouth and teeth needs to be addressed.
Do things change when you're pregnant to your teeth and your mouth and your gums, do they?
They do. As in, one of the things or the main thing that can change, and some of the women listening might have experienced, is that women can end up with what's called pregnancy gingivitis. And so some women might notice that their gums look red and bleed when they brush their teeth. Some women might even have swelling and bleeding around their gums, especially in the front of the mouth. So this gingivitis needs to be reduced. And the reason this gingivitis actually happens is because of the changes in the hormone level, the increased progesterone that happens, and this increases the amount of bacteria that causes this gingivitis. So this needs to be addressed and minimized.
Those hormonal changes are pretty radical, I suppose, are they?
They are. The increased levels of progesterone is 10 times higher than normal. So this naturally changes your system and the way that your gums work and the way that bacteria, I guess, resides in your mouth.
And even with the issue of morning sickness, we saw that with Princess Kate, who's actually been hospitalised and had to stay indoors for weeks on time because of severe morning sickness. That can get really bad. How can that affect your dental health?
Well, if you imagine if you're constantly vomiting, then this vomit is acidic, and that will erode the enamel, especially on the backs of the person's front teeth. So if you're vomiting frequently, people can end up with very sensitive teeth, but also can end up with their teeth slowly eroding, especially, again, if the morning sickness is quite severe. So the things that we often recommend is if you are vomiting, then to ensure you don't straight away brush your teeth, because that'll naturally wear your teeth away even more while the acid's on your teeth. So rather than brushing your teeth straight away, it's recommended to rinse your mouth at least with water, but ideally with some sort of a fluoride mouthwash or a mouthwash that reduces the pH level in your mouth and reduces the acid in your mouth.
Well, that's a good tip, because the instinct you'd immediately have if you were throwing up would be to immediately clean your teeth. That's what you do.
Exactly, yeah. That would be the natural thing for anybody to do, but it will have actually a negative effect.
And why do women in pregnancy have a dry mouth?
Yeah, as in, look, some women can end up with a dry mouth, and on rarer cases, some women can end up with even excessive saliva in their mouth. But often that disappears, towards the end of the first trimester. And again, these are because of the changes in the hormonal level in a person. And these can, again, the dry mouth can be combated by drinking plenty of water, using sugarless types of candies or gum to try and stimulate the saliva production in the mouth. But again, we find that this doesn't happen as common as things such as the gingivitis.
And extra saliva, that's also something that women have when they're pregnant?
It is. And again, this is a condition that can be addressed, and it can be addressed in different ways. So this is something that I would suggest for the dentist to have a bit of a look at and work out whether different types of mouthwashes should be used to combat that, or different types of medications can be used.
Nice to catch up again, Nima. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for that, Steve.
Dr. Nima Ferdowsi there from the Mayo Street Clinic. 131873 is our number. I'm getting a lot of emails from people.